हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरु नमः हरि ओम सी द सोर्स ऑफ मैनिफेस्टेशन इज टाइमलेस अनचेंजिंग एवरलास्टिंग बट द मैनिफेस्ट नॉलेज व्हाट इज मैनिफेस्ट The same reality, the abstract reality, associated with the thought is manifest consciousness. Without the thought, the manifesting medium, there is pure knowledge. In the presence of the thought, the same knowledge associated with the specific thought is what? Manifest knowledge. That manifest knowledge is simply what? Abhasaha. Abhasa. So when can abhasa be there? The thought is abhasa, chidabhasa. Thought goes chit. In the presence of thought, that's chidabhasa. Chidabhasa with chit in one chidabhasa. The thought goes only chit. Is it clear now? And the Chidabhasa goes what? Chidabhasa goes means the manifesting goes because manifesting medium is not there. Manifestation is not there. Manifestation is not there. Recognizability is not there. But that doesn't mean the source of manifestation is not there. Source of manifestation is always there. So whenever the thought resolves, the manifestation resolves, is not there. He said to be sleep. And what is sleep? Deep sleep state. Then there is total ignorance, we say. That is why. And when again the vritti comes, again there is manifestation. Then we call it waking state. So here, samsaraha is transmigration. When transmigration, and who transmigrates? Who is the one who is transmigrating? Of course, mind transmigrates. But because the mind is also what? Mind being the manifesting medium. We say the manifestation also is as the transmigrating. But the source of manifestation cannot transmigrate. Doesn't move. Okay? So that's why samsartr means that ahankara. What's ahankara? The I sense, the consciousness obtaining the I thought, manifesting the I thought is samsartr. Okay? The samsartru. The samsartru has what? Consciousness alone does not become samsari. Thought does not become samsari. Samsartru. The samsartru, the consciousness, the manifest consciousness with the manifesting medium, thought, the cognition is what? Ahankara, I am. That is samsartru. Ahankara is samsartru. The one who transmigrates. Understand? Therefore, the thought resolves, the manifestation is not there. That comes and goes. Isn't it? Samsatru here is ahankara. Ahankara is what? The mind with the manifest consciousness is what? Samsatru. Only samsatru has samsara, not samsatru sakshi. The witness of the mind is free from the samsara. The mind subject to samsara. That's what she says here. Okay. Abhiyati is this. Sutta suktin na janati. Sutta suktin na janati. Na sutte svapna jagaro. Na sutte svapna jagaro. जाग्रत स्वप्न सुषुप्ति jagat svapna sushuptina sakshatoham tadrusham sakshatoham tadrusham. Supta suptim na janati supta suptim na janati na supte svapna jagaro
na supte svapna jagaro.
Jagrat svapna sushupti nam
jagrat svapna sushupti nam
sakshatoham tadrusham
sakshatoham tadrusham.
So here suptaha suptim na janati. So suptaha suptaha means it's a pulling shabda. There's a problem. It's a suptaha. Who suptaha here? This ahankaraha. What's ahankaraha here? The manifest consciousness identified with the what? Consciousness, the thought is manifest consciousness. Manifest consciousness identified with the thought is what? Suptaha. Not the source of manifestation. Understand? Suptaha, we can say aham. Suptaha, suptim na janati. In fact, I sense, okay, the I sense, which is mind here, okay, the ahankara can say that. Suptaha, suptim na janati. When there is no I sense is resolved, that is deep sleep state. Then the deep sleep, the mind in deep sleep state does not know it is asleep. There's no knowledge on the part of the mind that it is asleep. The janati. But asuptaha, who is asuptaha now? Asuptaha is the one who does not sleep. One who does not sleep means one who is ever awake. See, when I say the mind wakes up, the mind falls asleep. When there's I sense, mind is awake. There's no I sense, mind is asleep. When there's ignorance, the mind is asleep. When there's knowledge of self existence, the mind is said to be awake. But what about this witness of the mind? One who does not sleep. Okay? In fact, that knower of the mind, witness of the mind, does not wake up because never falls asleep. So for him to wake up. So this mere wakefulness. The reality is ever of the nature of wakefulness. Okay? Doesn't wake up, doesn't fall asleep. Ever awake. Is aware of the mind being asleep and aware of also what? Okay? The mind being, mind in dream state, also mind in waking state also. So that's why he says, asupte svapna jagaro na. Means what? Svapna jagaro na. Svapnaha nasti, jagraha nasti, svapna jagaro nastaha. When asupte. So on the part of the sleep, on the part of the ever wakeful, or ever, on the part of the knower of the mind, on the part of the witness of the mind, who is ever of the nature of wakefulness, okay, there is no dream or deep sleep state. These three states are the three conditions of the mind. They are subject, constantly they are undergoing changes. But what about the one who is aware of the three states of experience? That one who is aware of the, that which is aware of, the one who is aware of three states of mind is ever of the nature of awareness, ever of the nature of wakefulness. Understand? That is abstract, formless, attributeless. And that one who is aware of these three states of mind, not only is free from the three states of mind which constitute the anatma, even is free from the attributes of the anatma also. Listen, being free from anatma, being distinct from anatma is one thing, and being free from the attributes pertaining to the anatma also. So there, that's what he says in the first line. The second line he says, if you have to see today's class, now the present class. Jagrit svapna sushupti nam sakshi aham. Who am I now? Sakshi Atah aham atadrishah. He says, Jagrut, are you following?
Yes.
Jagrut sapna sushuptena. Tisruna avasthanam. Of all these three conditions, three states of mind, or three states of experience, waking, dream and deep sleep states, of these three waking, dream and deep sleep states, witness sakshi aham. I am the witness. I'm a witness means what? I'm not involved in those states. To be a witness, you can be involved. Isn't it? Must be objective. Therefore, I am the witness, I'm sakshi. And Hakkidusha Sakshi, I am the witness who am ever of the nature of wakefulness. Sakshi. Ataha, therefore, Sakshi Ataha, Aham Atadrishaha. Atadrishaha means what? I am not of any of those states of experience. I am not of that state of mind. I am not of the waking state of mind. I am not of the dream state of mind. I am not of the deep sleep state of mind. I am the witness of three states of experience. I do not belong to any states of mind. Understand that? I am not of the state of mind is what? I do not belong. Understand? All the, because since there is no belonging here. All these three states of mind, three changing conditions of the mind happening where? In awareness. And because of the blessing of awareness, those three states of experience are possible also. Understand? But awareness itself is free from those three, untouched, untainted by any of those three states of experience. Is it clear? That is what Shankara Bhagavatpada explains in Dakshinamurti Stotra. A consciousness, this awareness, ever, this abstract formless reality, it's ever of nature of wakefulness, ever of nature of awareness or consciousness, is like the mirror. And the whole world that is experienced, the waking state of mind, completely possesses a different world, isn't it? Which is not experienced in dream state. So that world is experienced the waking state, which is not available for experience in dream state, and completely nothing is available for experience in the deep sleep state. That world is what? That world is like the reflected city in the mirror. Why reflected city in the mirror? It's all manifestation of knowledge. Listen, reflected city in the mirror. Reflected city, the city reflected in the mirror, whatever happens there, it has to happen. It doesn't taint, touch, you know, any harm, any way does afflict the mirror. Isn't it? This example got stretched the same way here. How awareness is absolutely untainted, untouched, unaffected by anything that is happening in awareness. It's all the mind. It's all in the mind alone, everything you see here. Because mind, there is manifestation. Without the manifestation, the vritti is pertinent to any object, anything can happen. And those vrittis shine in the presence of the consciousness. How long? Vrittis are of the nature of resolve. There's a time all the vrittis have to resolve. All the vrittis come. Okay? All countless number of thoughts, vrittis, inexplicably subtle thought modifications, which has to keep on flowing whole day, isn't it? And for all of them to be there must be one vritti, which is aham vritti. The first and foremost, the vrittis in terms of I, isn't it? Should rise. Then I am. When there's not a self-existence, in terms of I am, the maha vritti, then the countless number of thoughts pertaining to this is a constant, continuous flow of thoughts. task keep on going, there is countless of manifestations also. So we connect, isn't it? Really speaking, but source of manifestation being one and the same. Understand, this experience of the waking state. Because as experiencer, not say I'm experiencer, by very nature, there is a light of consciousness, the presence of which, like waking state experience is possible. The vritti resolves, aham vritti resolves, idam vritti resolves, all thoughts resolve, mind becomes absolutely non-functional, no more identity, isn't it? In this total ignorance, deep sleep state. Vrittis are not there. Vrittis pertaining to objects do not arise. Then what happens? So manifestation of consciousness also is not there. So what is there? That's the reality, the source of manifestation as this as abstract formless reality, which ever of the nature of vague consciousness alone is. This is the deep sleep state. In between we have dream state also. Again, dream word, this projection by the thoughts based on what has been stored in memory, subconscious. These are the world. The world is like the city reflected in the mirror. Understand? The adhishtana, adhara for the city reflected in the mirror. For the reflected city, adhishtanam, the support is what? The mirror. The same way here, for the whole jagat that is experienced in your mind, in the form of thoughts, is what? What's adhishtanam? What's adhishtanam? It is the ever wakeful consciousness awareness, which is aham. That's why aham, I'm not of any of those three states of mind, states of existence. Aham atadrishaha. Tadadrishaha, atadrishaha it must be. But atadrishaha means I'm not of that thought. I'm not of that state of mind, yes?
Dasha from the stage.
Amadha dashaha. See, yeah. See, dasha. Dasha means taddashaha means like that. Like that. Na taddashaha, ataddashaha. Taddashaha. Taddashaha. See, dasha it means 10. Dasha 10. No. But here dasha means actually the type. The tad dasha means that state, that condition. Dasha means condition. Dasha means condition. State. So that state, that condition means what? I'm not of that state of that condition. Understand? Which comes and goes. I'm not something which falls asleep, which wakes up from sleep, like that. I am ever of the nature of wakefulness. Got it? Jagra Swapna Sushupti Nam Sakshi Ataha Aham Atad Dashaha. See, Ta Sa Dasha Na. Yes, yeah. Okay. That condition, that state is not for whom? Saha Atad Dashaha. Dasha means condition. Sa Dasha. That condition is not there for whom? He is Tadda. The one who has that condition is Taddashaha. The one who is free from such a condition is Ataddashaha. Got it? Dasha means avastha. See, sa avastha, make it. Sa dasha yasya nasti. Sa dasha yasya nasti. Sa avastha yasya nasti. The one who does not have such state, such a condition, is who? Atad dasha. The one who has the state is what? Tad dasha. Sa dasha yasya saha tad dasha. Got it? Sa dasha yasya na atad dasha. The one who is of that, not of that state, the condition is atad dasha. See, in this verse, this Lakshmidhara Kavihi really helps us to be objective towards your own mind. The problem is, being objective towards one's own mind is very difficult, much subtler thing. Is it? How? Which means you have to identify yourself with abstract formless consciousness. There's no really speaking. What is this I? What is this I? When you say I am, I is. When they say I am, only there is a cognition. If there is no cognition I am, there cannot be expression I am. Right, isn't it? There cannot be expression I am if there is no cognition I am. Always, even though you do not express also, this I am, this cognition is always there. Always there. Even something you are expressing. So the expression of the cognition, the word I am, presupposes the cognition there. Only when the cognition is there, it is waking state. Isn't it? If that cognition is not there, it is deep sleep state. Understand? So cognition is what? Vritti with consciousness with the vritti is what? We say cognition. So vritti comes, there is, we say, a consciousness pertaining to the vritti is what? Recognized as aham. Thought goes, consciousness emits as consciousness. Understand? That's what we say. That consciousness identity obtaining thought, associated with thought is ahankara. Understand? Now the same consciousness, we can say, only when the aham is there, errors of thoughts are possible. Therefore, consciousness identified with the mind is ahankara. This is ahankara. This ahankara comes and goes, but the source of manifestation doesn't come and go. So who are you here? I must be identified with the manifesting thought, or I should be cognitively distinguished and associated with what? The source of manifestation. Isn't it? There is no other thing called as, if I tell you, there is a reflection in the reflective mirror. The mirror is taken away, you can't separate it. That reflection of the face is of the face. The reflection should be associated, identified with this face on the mirror itself. If the mirror is taken away, where's the reflection? What happens to the reflection? When the mirror goes away, what happens to the reflection of your face? Either mirror breaks or mirror is taken away, what happens to reflection? Reflection remains as original face. Understand? There is no reflection. Mirror comes, again reflection comes. Mirror goes, reflection goes. Mirror comes, reflection comes. What happens to the source of reflection? Nothing happens. Understand? That is what here the example is cross. But don't really work very hard to understand. Just all that is there is abstract, formless, subtlest perspective, the something. That is what is said to be the absolute reality. The reality, some name you have to say, okay, the reality is of the nature of knowing, therefore you can use the word knowledge. Reality is of the nature of wakefulness. Awareness, the word awareness. Any word you use is a word reveals reality in terms of its nature. Swarupunni Pratipadi. स्वरूपेणैव अवगन्तव्यं वस्तु. नो वर्ड केन बी यूज्ड. अंडरस्टैंड? यस और नो? इट्स नॉट यस, प्लीज से नो. ओके, स्लो नो से यस. How can you say no? Please feel free to say no. Okay. This is the word. Aham Sakshi. Jagrat Swapna Sushupti Naam Sakshi. Ataha Aham Atadashaha. Atadashaha means Atabdushaha. Okay. Atadashaha means Aham Atabdushaha. I'm not like that. Means what? I'm not of that state. I'm not any of such condition, arriving, departing, changing condition of the mind. Okay? The conditions change, states change, and the changing state itself is what mind. This experience, isn't it? Okay. Now, and the same idea, the same teaching is again discussed in the 12th verse. I read 12th verse now. Not with me?
Yes.
I just read your question. You texted me earlier.
Okay.
No, I'll text you afterwards.
I think I have a different question.
Yeah. No, I understood that. No, I'm reminding you. I didn't.
It's okay.
I'll replay answer afterwards. No, what you're saying, I just forgot to tell you. As I was coming, this girl was texting me. I can't believe it.
विज्ञानविरतिस्सुप्तिस्तज्जन्मस्वप्नजागरौ तत्साक्षिणः कथं मे स्युः नित्यज्ञानस्य ते त्रयः.
सिम्पल् सेम् ऐडिया इस् रिपीटेड् वर्ड्स् आर् डिफरेण्ट् ओके. Don't think I'm simply repeating or something. People can interpret it, use different words, making it big. Same teaching is given again. Okay.
Vijnana virati suktihi tajjanma swapna jagaram tat sakshina katham mesyur nityajnasya te trayam.
Okay. Vijnana viratihi. See, vijnana viratihi. The word vijnana, when you say jnanam vijnanam, there what is jnanam vijnanam? Vijnanam means vishesha jnanam. Knowledge of the absolute reality is vijnanam. Some other context. So, knowledge of absolute reality is vijnanam. Knowledge of the Paraprakriti is Vijnanam. Not of Paraprakriti is Jnanam. He said these words are used. But here, the word Vijnanam means Vishesha Jnanam, means specific knowledge. Specific knowledge of countless number of forms, names and functions. It's a constant, continuous flow of specific knowledge of varieties of things. What is waking state? The whole waking state, if you take your waking state, you analyze your waking state. So from morning, from the time you wake up from sleep, until you fall asleep, you means not you, okay? Until from the time your mind wakes up, until your mind falls asleep, okay? That's it. What all happening? It's a constant, continuous flow and flow and flow of specific, countless number of cognitions. It's called vijnana. Listen now, continuously. At home itself, varieties of. That's how, as a cohesion, as a, you can go, everything happens for us. Isn't it amazing, brilliant? So many cognitions. It's a constant, physical, we say vijnana. You can say what all experience. As the physical body travels, as the mind is going, wherever the mind goes, mind is taken here, and wherever whatever is perceived, whatever is seen and heard and smelled and tasted, in waking state, you have specific knowledge of varieties of objects. It's a constant, continuous flow of cognitions pertaining to varieties of objects. How many things are seen, how many objects are heard, how many sounds are heard, how many things are, how much is smelled, what are all smelled, what are all tasted. Isn't how you feel, you can code everything. All is shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandhaha. It's a constant, all cognitions pertaining to these fivefold objects. We have the whole waking state. You have varieties of cognitions pertaining to countless number of cognitions pertaining to all these fivefold objects. Understand? It's called vijnanam. And what happens? How long? Once the knowledge of self existence, okay, aham vrittihi resolves, immediately what happens? There's no more manifestation. That's called the manifestation is what? The manifest consciousness remains as what? Pure consciousness. There is vritti has gone, deep sleep state. What happens? No knowledge of self-existence, no knowledge of the existence of the world, completely shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha, all cognitions pertaining to all fivefold objects, the external world, completely resolved. It's called viratihi. Vijnana viratihi. This is a total resolution of all varieties of countless number of cognition, flow of cognitions pertaining to these fivefold objects. So it explains the waking state, isn't it? Total resolution of all cognitions, specific cognitions, happens. Even in the book, you say the cessation of cognitions. Vijnana viratihi. Okay? Why vijnanam viratihi? Vijnana viratihi. Total resolution of all cognitions, specific varieties of cognitions pertaining to specific these fivefold objects. Completely resolved. Then what happens? Suptihi. What is suptihi? Suptihi means sleep shabda. Okay? Suptihi means sleep. What is sleep? Sleep is nothing but the total resolution of all cognitions, all thoughts pertaining to constant flow of thoughts pertaining to the fivefold specific objects. There's a sixth object you're experiencing in deep sleep, the waking state. Whatever you are experiencing comes under the category of this fivefold. Either it must be shabd, what includes the sound, or form, or color, or light, or smell, or taste, isn't it? There's no sixth object. Got it? That's why vijnana. Vijnana viratihi. The total resolution of all cognitions pertaining to the specific objects experience the waking state. And that is called suptihi, deep sleep state. Then tajjanma. Again, when there's knowledge of self-existence rises from supti, then again the origination of the again the waking state. Isn't tajjanma means what? The birth, the origination of the waking state means what? Again, when there is manifestation of knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, again there is waking state. Tajjanma. Then, sopna jagaram. So, deep sleep state, then dream state, then jagaraha. Jagaraha, sopnaha jagaraha. Means, sopnaha cha jagaraha, sopna jagaram. Dream and waking states of experience. Are you all following? And make sure you are following or not. Three states. This is how this constantly, these mistakes are happening. That all thoughts resolve, colorful world is experienced, very busy you seem to be, the strong identity of the body matches complex, and you think you are very busy in the world. In fact, the whole world is in you. My God, look at you, 1 second, think about it. How are you? The whole world is in you, but when your strong identity is in the body, what do you think? You are very busy in this world. Isn't it funny? That's why it's Vijnanam. Why is Vijnanam? The whole world is it's like watching, isn't it? The whole world is happening in you. Everything is happening in the vritti. You are, if you look at it from the standpoint of the pure awareness without which no experience is possible, that if you place the essence in awareness, resolve the awareness, the whole experience is happening where? The thought obtaining in you. The thoughts existing in you, the constant continuous flow of thoughts of very particular various objects happening, this is called waking state, is happening in when? Thoughts. Then you are there witnessing this whole colorful world, isn't it? But what do you think? You are, when having identity with the physical body, mind first of all, because of your identity with the mind, and your identity with the body also, and you think you are very busy in this world. You are absolutely free from busyness, but you think you are busy. The business free person is mistaken to be busy, very busy and tensed and stressed, and very, very busy. You get stressed, isn't it? My God. So, vijnana viratihi, suptihi, what is suptihi? So Bhagavan thought, you are going mad, mistake yourself to be busy. Though you are absolutely busy, business free, you mistake yourself busy because of identity. So how to give you rest? Have you rested? It's difficult to tell you, teach you, isn't it? So the vritti resolves, aham vritti resolves. The manifestation grows. If the mirror is taken, reflection remains as the face, like that. I sense whatever. Just as only pure awareness, that's all. All the whole vijnanam, vijnananam, viratihi bhavati. This total resolution of all the constant continuous flow of countless number of thoughts, cognitions pertaining to this world of fivefold objects. That's all. What happens? This jagra prapanchaha disappears. Dvaitam goes. There's no more I am the known world, the known world. No. Dvaitam resolves. There's non-dual experience. Advaita anubhavaha. You alone are. The world remains unmanifest. As unmanifest as the power, inseparable power of the reality, therefore what? Jagat disappears. Jagat does not exist for you. That is Suptihi. That is what is Suptihi. And again, that Supti, again what happened? Tajjanma. Again that is that same vijnanam again comes. Again vijnanam comes to again the deep waking state of mind. The waking state of mind, the constantly, continuously, the constant flow of countless number of thoughts pertaining to the world of fivefold objects again comes. Janma. Then again, what now? In between, there's swapnam also. It's a dream world. Then again jagraha. Dream, sleep, again jagraha. This is how constantly, continuously, the resolution of thoughts, raising of thoughts. Resolution of thoughts, raising of thoughts. Vijnan, resolution of unique thoughts pertaining to the world of fivefold objects, again resolution of all the thoughts. When does it happen? Aham vritti results, the thoughts pertaining to the world results. Aham vritti comes, the thoughts pertaining to the world rise. Again it's a colorful word. And when there is neither deep sleep state nor waking state, there is again what? Whatever is there in the subconscious, they all get projected. Like Mangamma, in the class she slept and she had a beautiful dream of Tyagaraja's picture. Can you believe something? Because she is so about Tyagaraja that she, what can she dream? She cannot dream something else. She cannot dream some other film monster. Only Tyagaraja's picture. She did dream to that small. And she did see that picture. And she didn't have picture. And she wanted that picture. What I'm saying, the dream means, whatever is in subconscious, whatever you like, whatever your mind gets fixed, those things in subconscious, again they're projected, that's a dream. So what you see in the waking alone, again certain things getting mixed up and replayed in your mind, again the vrittis, again only thoughts. So some subconscious. That is why there is dream. I dream this. Again thoughts, subtle thoughts. Anyway, whichever word, subtle word, projective thoughts experiencing, or the gross word experiencing of thoughts, still the word does not exist at all outside of the thoughts. This you must make very, very clear. And the thoughts can shine only in you, manifesting the consciousness thoughts shine. Thoughts are of the nature of, thoughts are capable of manifesting consciousness, reflective consciousness, because of their subtleties. Then objects shine. Isn't it? You see, running, walking, dancing, all sorts of actions, time, space, distances, everything you see there. Where is the distance? Physical distance, time, distance, everything you experience in your mind. Which means, even seeing the so-called really the physical distance, time, distance, all activities, they seem very real, all in thoughts. But it means the pure awareness in which the awareness objectifying these distances, everything, is absolutely free from all these distance and relations. Got it? Are you seeing it? What I'm saying? So Sapna Jagrav, this is what, these are the three states of mind. There's mind is a trust subject matter. You have to understand mind itself in terms of the three states. The three states, the avastas. Three states with three states of experience. Understand? Therefore, who am I then? Tat sadakshinaha me. Katam Sihu Nityasya Jnanasya. Who am I? Aham Nityam Jnanam. Please make note. Aham Nityam Jnanam. Nityam Jnanam. I am actually I dissociate cognitively from the vritti. Who am I? It's I cognition. You dissociate intellectually from thought. What is I? What is I? Awareness. Is it clear? The I cognition, if you dissociate I cognition, the manifest consciousness from the thought, is what? It's the consciousness of it. The conscious is that aham cannot, aham is, aham does not mean anything other than pure awareness, pure wakefulness. And pure consciousness is awareness, abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of wakefulness, consciousness, but jnanam, timeless knowledge. So for me, the timeless knowledge, timeless awareness, nitya jnanasya me, who am I again? Witness sakshi. Nitya jnanasya sakshinaha me. Aham nityam jnanam sakshi. I am timeless awareness, consciousness, who am the witness. For me, the timeless awareness, the witness, katam syuhu, te trayaha, how can there be those three states of experience? Understand now? See, understand the first two nominative senses. Case form. Aham nityam jnanam sakshi. Aham nityam jnanam sakshi. Okay. I am timeless, everlasting, pure awareness who am the witness. Then nitya jnanasya me sakshinaha, for me the eternal timeless awareness who am the witness, how can there be katam syuhu, how can there be te trayaha, those three states of mind. Is it clear? Those three, how katam me katam trayaha syuhu. It means there is no personal connection between consciousness and the states of mind. See, I am consciousness. What are these three states of mind? Do I have three states of mind? Do I have the mind first of all? Does the mind belong to me? Is there personal connection between mind and aham? Even if you don't understand mind, okay, you cannot deny three states of experience. These three states of experience are said to be three states of mind. In each state of experience, the object of experience is different. In the waking, the object of experience is different. In dream, object of experience is different. In deep sleep state, no object of experience. That is the experience. This experience of non-experience of any objects. So, these are the three states of mind. Isn't it? I am the three states of experience. It doesn't mean I have those three states of experience. Where are they? In me, they are. In me, it is like saying, in the presence of light, all these opaque things shine. In the presence of light, these people are getting up, people are sitting, people are coming, people. One person is talking, other persons are listening, some people are sleeping, some people are trying not to sleep, some people are understanding, some people seem to be understanding, some people think why she is blabbering. What it is, all these are happening where? In this light. Understand now? But really speaking, there is abstract, this abstract, formless, absolute reality. And in which these countless number of minds are. In every mind there is what is happening. The vrittis arise. Some minds are in deep sleep state, some minds are in deep sleep, some minds are in waking state also. That's what I'm saying. These three states of mind are there. So this consciousness does not have these three states of mind. Got it? The thing is, possessed connection is not there between the consciousness and the mind. And if you have to place choicelessly, aham has no meaning outside of consciousness. aham has to be resolved only as what? Awareness. He said, wave is, means wave, just is a substance in the water. So aham means awareness only. That wakefulness, is it? That abstract formless awareness, wakefulness is what there is there, which is sakshi, witness. Sakshi aham may, for me the witness, if you place aham in I in consciousness, and from the standpoint of awareness, if you say, okay, so sakshi aham may, for me the witness, who am I the witness? The pure knowledge, ever of the nature of knowing. Nitya jnanasya sakshinaha me, for me, the pure awareness who am, the witness who am, ever of the nature of knowing, where are katam siru, how can there be three states? These states of changing states of mind, changing states of experience, which are mutually exclusive, they are discontinuous. I am there continuously, constantly, changelessly, unchangeably, meaninglessly, endlessly, witnessing the changing states of mind. So I am distinct, they are not distant, but they are not there, outside of me. So I do not have them. Each state of experience is I. Each state of experience is what? Awareness. Waking state of mind is awareness. And dream state is awareness. Deep state is awareness. Awareness is not anything. Awareness, between awareness and the state of mind, there is no possessed connection. Understand? That's what is said here. Taksha nitya jnanasya sakshinaha me katam te trayaha su. Those three, how can those three can be, means what? Those three states of mind cannot be. Which means definitely nothing belongs to consciousness. Nothing belongs to awareness. Belonging means what? Then a sense of possession comes. There is no possessed connection between consciousness and anything which shines in the consciousness. It's like saying that just because the opaque mind shines in the presence of the light, can we say this light, for this belongs to the light? What connection is there? What is the sambandha? In the presence of light, opaque thing shines. Understand how? That's all. Opaque thing shines in the presence of the light. Just because it shines in the presence of the light, can you say this belongs to the light? Can you say that? It belongs to the light. You can only say what? If there is no light, this opaque thing cannot shine at all. There is no possibility, tenability of this mic shining without the light. Only in the presence of light it can shine. The light is ever of the nature of illumining. Opaque is ever of the nature of being illumined. Opaque, to shine, to have status of the existence, is dependent on the light. Therefore, it is not even countable as another second thing other than the light. We can only simply say this opaque thing is reflection of light. Understand? Light alone is shining in the form of countless number of opaque things. Something very difficult to accept, isn't it? Light alone is shining in the form of countless number of opaque things. Very difficult to accept. That is the fact. Understand? Because along with every opaque thing, in the form of existence of the opaque thing, what is experienced along the opaque thing is the light only. Understand? That is why we say every opaque thing is, whether you like it or not, the fact is reflection of light. in the same way, the waking state, whatever it is we are experiencing, everything that is experienced is manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. So, anything and everything, what about the mind? Waking state of mind is what? Waking state of mind, the all is countless number of thought flow, is nothing but manifestation of consciousness. Manifestation of consciousness cannot be what? The possession of consciousness. Understand? There is no possessed connection between consciousness and mind. I have the mind, I have the mind, my mind, I suffer in my mind, is all what? The what he says is, really speaking, that's what he says, there is no consciousness, has no states of mind. Each state of mind, each set of experience is manifestation of the only awareness. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.